FNC's Wallace to Scalise on TX lawsuit. You were talking about disenfranchising 10 million Biden voters. By Pam Key on December 13, 2020. Fox News host Chris Wallace said on this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday that House Minority Whip Steve Scalise's RLA support for a Texas lawsuit was an attempt to disenfranchising 10 million Biden voters. Scalise said, "There's going to ultimately be a conclusion to this. But for now I think if you just discount the fact that millions of people wonder why is it that in some states, Florida, Texas, large states, they had the results by 10 o'clock that night and then in other states, it was days and weeks, and during those days and weeks you saw massive vote swings that just seed a lot of distrust." Wallace said, "The reason that there was these vote swings was in a lot of states they weren't able to count the millions of mail-in ballots until election night. And everybody knew, and in fact, it happened. In Florida, it went the other way. They were able to count the mail-in ballots early. So it favored Biden early, and then it swung to Trump. In Pennsylvania, they had to count the mail-in ballots late. So it started pro-Trump, and then it swung to Biden." Scalise said, "You know, there have been thousands of lawsuits. And they've been rejected by state courts, by federal courts. By federal courts, by judges appointed by Donald Trump. On Friday night, the Supreme Court threw out a lawsuit that was brought by the Attorney General of Texas and a number of other attorney generals. 126 Republicans in the House, including you, sir, signed onto that lawsuit. The Supreme Court threw it out without even listening to it. This lawsuit that was going to throw out the votes in four swing states: Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I mean, you were talking about disenfranchising the 10 million Biden voters who supported the president-elect in those four states. Do you feel comfortable throwing out millions of votes of your fellow Americans?" Scalise responded, "Nobody wants any votes thrown out." Wallace said, "That's what the lawsuit would have done, sir." Scalise said, "If you look at the Texas lawsuit, what it was saying if there are some states that didn't follow the laws that were on their books. The Constitution is very clear that state legislatures set the process for having electors." Wallace said, "With all due respect, the Supreme Court threw that out. They didn't even hear it. They didn't think it even merited a hearing." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.